Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. David Culley, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. He ended his silence. He was asked about getting fired as head coach of the Houston Texans.
I had a really, really good locker room, a good coaching staff. Those guys played hard all year long. And, you know, I was just appreciative of that. That's part of everything that I've learned from all the assistant coaching jobs that I've had, all of the great head coaches I've been around. And, you know, I knew what had to happen to get those guys to believe in what we were doing for long. I was happy for that. And unfortunately, we just didn't get as many wins as we needed to do for me to continue on. This is a bottom-line business, and obviously it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, that was in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. And I thought he said a couple of things that were really, really interesting in there. That comment right there, you could almost sense him like pausing because yeah. I guess I just didn't win enough. I mean, he expected, if you're reading between the lines, to be back. He did. I'm not saying he deserved it. I'm saying he expected to be back.
Here is more from David Culley. Asked flat out, did you feel that you didn't get enough time? Here's the former head coach of the Houston Texans.
I do feel that way. And the disappointing thing about my 1 year here was this, is that I'm only disappointed that I didn't get the opportunity to do what I felt like they hired me to do. And that was to make them a winner again. And I felt like we were on the right track. I felt like we were doing the things that needed to be done to do that. But again, the general manager felt like that philosophically that we needed to go in a different direction to get that done. And that's his choice to do that. And I respect that. And so I moved on, you know.
There you go. And he moved on. And what's next for David Culley? He said he's actually needed like a double knee replacement surgery for a few years. So he's going to get him a double knee replacement surgery. He's going to be out of commission for about 2 months. He's going to figure out if he wants to coach again. He did get $22 million, by the
16,
way.
16, according to McLean.
He's wrong. It was 22. Like, I'm promise you, McLean's here, like, because there were 16 remaining. He got $22 million. Dollars.
So I'm not a liar.
You were wrong, though. Yeah, he got $22 million. I promise you. Yeah, McLean was off on that.
Didn't you get a little?
He got an extra 16, but yeah, he got 22.
Didn't you get
total.
like a little, feel a little sympathy for Culley?
No,
in that other,
absolutely
hold
not.
On. In that other part of the interview, when he's talking about he didn't pack his playbooks for the first time in 40 years or whatever, they were going somewhere, and I was like, oh, poor guy. You know, I mean, because say what you will about him as a head coach. The guy's been in the game forever and just, you know, lives for, I guess, diving into the football aspect. I was like, man, that's crazy. Just 40 years of packing his playbooks everywhere he goes.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's just hear a little Josh McCown on the field, because there's like a notion that, you know, he doesn't have any coaching experience. I get it. Although he did get to call some plays at times for Todd Bowles and Doug Peterson, and sometimes the backup quarterback is like an extra coach on the field. That's why a lot of guys hang around as long as they do. Here is just a little on field. This is Carson Wentz practicing with Josh McCown there, just to give you a little like perspective of what he's been like during his playing career. When really for the last 5 years, coaches have kind of described him as an extra coach slash backup quarterback.
I keep hammering him about that. Just like, just complete balls, bro. Like, that stuff, you know, as a quarterback, it builds momentum in your brain. It's like fast break layups. It don't matter if they're big or not. You all of a sudden, now you're on fire. Now you feel good. So we just got to keep him there, you know. Keep him complete and balls.
He's really everything you want in a backup quarterback, being that he's been in so many offenses. He's got a ton of experience.
Yes, you got it. You got it. Anything for you.
He's there to support me in the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, he's always there, and he's really been like another coach, another set of eyes.
There you go. Good. Attaway, kid. Keep completing them, babe. Keep completing them. There we go.
You know, if there's something that I've learned along the way, maybe I can help him, you know, in this area, that area. And that's a process. And that was, you know, what started as soon as we got to camp and on into the season.
By the way, shoot it. Hey, completions, stack wins. Build momentum in your brain. Completions, 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 completions.
All right, there we go. Little Josh McCown on field, 713-572-4610.
You sound a little familiar.
To get in. What do you mean? He's talking to white guys. That's how Josh McCown always sounds. That's not a Kelsey.
Is it?
It's not a Kelsey.
Not on the field.
Is it?
He's talking to white dudes right there. He's with the quarterback.
Doesn't matter who you're talking to.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the Kelsey thing. Don't ruin a good thing we got going here, Jayla. John, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys, you know, we've been talking about the head slap moments and the fact that, you know, people are looking at us and they're just kind of laughing. I wanted to also bring up a perspective of someone who doesn't live in the Houston area. I live in Beeville, Texas, way South Texas.
Not a baby.
And I'm used to the fact that if the Cowboys are on TV at the same time as the Texans, we don't get the Texan game. That's just kind of how it works, unfortunately. But this was the first year that I ever saw that even if the Cowboys weren't playing on the other channel, they would just pick other teams to put on there. I mean, the Texans were on TV, and instead they were putting on they'd put on the 49ers against someone, or they'd put the Bills versus the Patriots. It's getting to the point now that you're not even able to watch the Texans. People have written them off so hard and have kind of just gone past them that they're not even bothering to put them on TV. And in the long run, that's going to affect, you know, it's not just affecting the folks in Houston. It's going to affect the entire state and people who want to be Texan fans. And if they're out of sight, they're just going to be out of mind.
You're not wrong.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
You're not wrong. That's been the case for a while now. But I do think, Landry, that starts to compound itself because his last comment there, out of sight, out of mind, a lot of people, you know, understand that there's apathy around
this
team.
What if he's a badass coach? That's the other thing, right?
Things can change. Absolutely. But he's talking about, like, right now that people are just in that mode.
713-572-4610. Kip, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go, Kip.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, sorry, guys. I just wanted to talk about the Easterby effect, and you guys alluded to it in the last segment. This McCown interview, this is the second time in the last year he's been interviewed. Easterby's hands are all over this. I wanted to kind of change the narrative. You know, we've always been talking about fire Easterby, and a lot of the fan base has been using that hashtag, but I want to change it to hire Easterby because I want to put him in a position where he can be held accountable for the decisions and the impact he's having on this organization. He's always had a buffer. It started with Brian Gain and then Bill O'Brien, and then it was David Culley, and now it's Nick Caserio. He's having an infectious impact on this organization, and he's always had a buffer, and it's always been somebody else. But I want us to change the narrative and put him in the position where it's his head on the chopping block so that when he inevitably fails, we can move on from the Easterby and get back to where we were as a winning organization back before he ever stepped foot in the building.
You are not wrong, but it is not going to happen.
And they shouldn't need that.
They shouldn't need
they
it.
Shouldn't
no,
need
no,
that.
It should be done already.
Yeah, they shouldn't need that.
But I'm saying in terms of, like, this is the guy. He's, like, oversees all things, you know, whatever.
I thought it was important for O'Brien because that guy was just – that was him and Easter. That was out of control. But they shouldn't need that for Jack Easter.
No, but I'm saying – his point is, if
he wants it to be accountable to where he can't hide.
Like this, and this guy is
that's what happened with Bill O'Brien.
This is the manipulation. This is how the manipulation works with Jack Easterby. And I don't know how Cal McNair doesn't see it. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm just going to tell you how this works because this is how it gets presented. This is how it gets laid out. So he makes all these decisions, and he is the one that's going around, and he's the one that's like, you know, nudging people in the certain direction and yada, yada, yada. And he has the agent that represents all these front office guys, and then stuff happens and he's Bill O'Brien's right-hand man. He's negotiating contracts, et cetera, but he doesn't have the title. And then he comes out and says, it's a double-edged sword here that actually benefits him. And it's, he's like stabbing, he's like stabbing two people. First of all, he's stabbing the public and insulting their intelligence. And then he's kind of stabbing Cal McNair while kind of rubbing his back. He says, Cal made the decision. I didn't want to do this. Mm-hmm. So he's eliminating accountability there by saying that. And he's stabbing the obvious perception, the reality that he screwed stuff up. And then he's saying it's Cal's decision, which is kind of throwing Cal under the bus while also making Cal McNair feel like, you know, you're still in charge here. I know I'm the one that you pretty much trust and you listen to and you do all this, but I'm going to throw you under the bus while at the same time making you feel like you're in charge and I'm not in control of you. That's how this works. That's how this manipulation has worked with Jack Easterby.
And that's exactly what it is, manipulation. It's been what he's been doing since he was in Jacksonville, claiming things that he didn't do. You know, but
salary cap and all that. They had to change his bio on the team website.
They sure did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They had to. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Could Josh McCown be connected to a man that is going to be interviewed for the position today? We'll hear from Kevin O'Connell, and we'll also talk about the football games this weekend. Should your frustration regarding Jack Easterby be directed at a kicker? Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.